And now,
the time has come for me to sadly introduce the last edition of Mailbag with Keith Glover from Radio Australia.
Hello, everyone.
Well, this is Keith Glover welcoming you, giving you a very warm welcome to this last edition of Mailbag from Radio Australia. A little later in the program, you'll hear from our controller, Mr. Peter Barnett. But I must tell you that I've had a bit of a problem in just how to tackle the last mailbag. You know, it's a program that's been my responsibility and my very great privilege to present for just over 25 years. And on thinking about this moment during the past month or so, I came to the conclusion that it couldn't be just a whole lot of stories from yours truly, living some of the highlights and reminiscing about this and that. It must do Mailbag's essential job, its usual job, and that is to respond to a cross-section of our mail. So here we go for the last time. Let's share this week's mailbag. Someone did a bit of arithmetic for me, too. Do you know I've answered in 25 years some 35,000 plus letters.
35,000.
It's a big tally, isn't it? And of course, we've received far more than that, but that's how many we've managed to reply to over the year. And Richard Cam, you're a first-timer. First letter we've ever had from you in the United States, and what better way to start any mailbag than with a first-timer? Richard Cam spells his surname K-A-M-M, Post Office Box 184 at Ashland in Wisconsin, 54806. I was able that way, Richard, in 1970. I didn't see Ashland, but I loved Wisconsin. And thank you for your letter generally. You say this: I'd like to commend all of you for a job well done. Your blend of professionalism as well as human interest make Radio Australia one of the top shortwave broadcasting stations today. After having worked and lived in Adelaide, South Australia for 2.5 years, and having left my heart there, your programming keeps me well informed as to local events, etc. I don't know whether you should write to me again, Richard, and explain what it means to leave your heart open in Adelaide. I wonder, does it mean what I think it might mean? But, Richard Cam, it's a delight to welcome you to these Radio Australia broadcasts. I trust you'll continue to be a regular listener. At your address again, Post Office Box 184, Ashland, in Wisconsin, 54806. A good start to today's letters. Next one is from Tom Young. Tom Young's in Canada. And let me see this full address. It's 1611 Sandgate Crescent in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, L5J2E3. Mississauga. Well, that brings memories of the train disaster to me just over 12 months ago when I happened to be in Toronto at the time. And amongst other things, Tom says this: I've been doing a considerable amount of research on the politics and government of Australia and its states, and have found that the broadcasts of your station have assisted me in this work. Well, Tom, I'm very glad that we've been of assistance to you, and we'll try and assist in the other ways that you have requested. I won't go into any detail today, but we'll do our best, Tom, and we'll be in touch again. And, of course, QSL that report. Tom Young, his address in Mississauga, 1611 Sandgate Crescent, Ontario, Canada, L5J2E3 is the press code. Now we're down to Ecuador and greeting Rene King. He comes, Rene King comes originally from Switzerland, a globe-trotting Swiss of 30 years of age, visited Australia in 1978, would like to come back again too. And you say here, Rene King, that our Prime Minister, Mr. Fraser, needs to urgently provide Radio Australia with more money for greater power of signals. Well, I think all of us would say here to that, like the imagine the fellows up at the transmitter clapping their hands at that suggestion. But of course we realise that many countries throughout the world have been hard hit as regards budgets for shortwave transmissions. I think it's, well, we won't get into it, but I think we could have a little bit more, because the power is necessary, isn't it, to compete with other peoples. And you and I realise that. Let me give your full address there, Rene King, because I didn't give more than Ecuador before, did I?
At least I don't think so.
And can I now? Because I can't find where the rest of the address is.
It's just Quito, Ecuador.
You didn't give me a full address. So I hope we got our message through to you all right. Rene King, Quito, Ecuador. Greetings to Neil Dust in Japan. This is an Aussie in Japan at the moment. And let me quote from part of his letter right now. He says, I'm an 18-year-old student on a private exchange scheme between my home school of Cowra High School in New South Wales. That's spelled C-O-W-R-A, Cowra. I go to a private school called Saikai High School in Tokyo, Japan. And when I first arrived in Japan, it didn't occur to me that Radio Australia even existed. Although that goes to prove the old story I've said so many times, many Australians don't even know that they've got a first-class shortwave broadcasting service like Radio Australia. Neil Duff knows all about it now and will no doubt tell plenty of people at home. And by the way, Neil, I can't go into the full story now, but I do know of that very special wartime link between Japan and Cowra in Australia. And I'm delighted, Neil, that you're there building bridges of goodwill, and that's most essential. My very best wishes to you for a very happy 1981 and a successful one at school there too. Neil Duff, I'll give you his address. Neil Duff to Tikaoka, 6/1/4, Mukadaicho, Tanashishi, Tokyo 188 in Japan. All the best to you, Neil, and all other Australians who might be studying in Japan at the moment. I know there are a few. Martin Howe is in New Zealand, and he's another first-timer. He's at 64 Bledisloe Crescent, Wainuiomata, Wellington, in New Zealand. And he says here, the last listener contact program has gone to that great radio station in the sky. For all your listeners' sake, I hope there is life after death. And he's talking about the demise of Mailbag. I know it's saddened you too, Martin, as it has many people, and I do thank all of you for your kind thoughts and solicitations, because it's not just that I've been broadcasting Mailbag for a long time, 25 years, it's been part of us for longer than that, as you'll hear the controller mention a little later on. Martin Howe, your address again, 64 Bledisloe Crescent, B-L-E-D-I-S-L-O-E Crescent, at Wainuiomata. Wainuiomata in Wellington in New Zealand. And here's a new listening friend in the Indian Ocean. His name is Mike Hartainfut, and he's in Mauritius. It's 17 Impasse Anne of Lumour, Rose Hill, Mauritius. A superb postcard here. Thank you very much, Mike, for that beautiful card. I think it says in French that it's a typical northern view. Well, you know what it's done to me? Mike, it's given me that itchy feeling in the seat. I almost feel like rushing down, if there was one open today, down to a travel agency, because it looks so beautiful. Absolutely magnificent. And Mike, I know that you're a recent listener to Radio Australia, and you want some documentation from us, and we'll send you a current transmission schedule with our very best wishes. Mike spells his last three names, H-O-W-T-E-I-N-F-A-T, and he's in Mauritius. I'm going to give the address again. 17 Impasse Arnold Lumeau, Rose Hill, Mauritius. Greetings to Graham Love, who's in Papua New Guinea. He's an expatriate Kiwi. Graham Love at Post Office Box 3693 at Port Moresby. Thank you very much, Graham, for your letter. You say, I've been listening to Australia, Radio Australia, for more than 25 years. The quality of your signals never fails to amaze me. And then you go on, we're most disappointed to hear that your cheery voice, full of chatter gossip, will not be on the air. The words of encouragement to those learning English, the welcome to those listeners who've written for the first time to a radio station, the greetings and warm comments to your old acquaintances, and all the useful little bits of information about Australia will be missed. Well, I love getting letters like that, even if I feel a bit embarrassed sharing them. People will forgive me today for sharing that one that you've written. And very best wishes for the new year. And may you long enjoy. From Radio Australia, Graham Love, expatriate Kiwi. In the spot next week, Norman Griffiths, who's an old Kiwi, of course, and a program that some of you heard in recent times, you've asked for it, will move up, I believe, into this spot, so I'm told, as from next week. And that's not a mailbag program, of course. It's sort of question box program, things you want to know about Australia. Graham Love, all the best to you. Post Office Box 3693, Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea. And finally, a young lady I want to call, Diane Levesque. Diane Levesque of 1908 Shoemaker Drive,
Murfreesboro, Illinois, 62966 in the U.S. Diane, you have said some wonderful things.
Can I share some of them?
Radio Australia's mailbag program is much more than a financial sinkhole or a radio club's cause to rally. It's also a nice roadside rest stop for us armchair travellers who'd like to stop in your country and chat a bit. It's a representation of not only your station, but your country, and its willingness to be hospitable to anyone in any spot on the globe who would show an interest in the country down under. And you, sir, are more than a reader of letters because you also take on the role of informal ambassador to the world, and you do this in a manner that no magazine-type tour guide program could ever hope to do in a million years. I think I'll have to get you to write me a reference sometime. I am. But thank you for those very kind words. And your address, may I just repeat, 1908 Shoemaker Drive, Murfreesboro, Illinois, 62966, and every blessing to you in 1981, Diane. You know, this is a very big holiday season in Australia. I've got through the letters. But unfortunately, Radio Australia's controller, Peter Barnett, is not able to be here to chat with me in person today. But he did record this message for Mailbag just before Christmas.
Mailbag has been part of Radio Australia's regular programming for over 32 years. This month marks Keith Glover's 25th year with the program, 25 years as our mailman. But for all of us, change is inevitable. And Keith, in addition to his program, is a senior executive in the Australian Broadcasting Commission, is stepping down. During the past quarter of a century, he has helped mould this program, creating a vast family of friends around the globe. But it's never been a static family, despite thousands of regular listeners. Even today, Keith, in this last edition of Mailbag, is welcoming some first-time correspondents. Over the years, Keith has personally dealt with the thousands of letters that have been received here at Radio Australia. But there has not only been a friendship between Keith and his listeners, but also between the listeners themselves. He tells the story of a young Fijian who wrote to a Filipino girl who'd been in touch with Mailbag. Sometime later, they visited Keith in Melbourne on their delayed honeymoon. So it's au revoir to Mailbag and to Keith Glover. For him and for Radio Australia, a new chapter begins.
Well, thank you, Peter Barnett.
My word, I'm glad I listened closely to that.
Do you hear? He called me a senior executive.
I've never been called that before.
I have to look into that. And, you know, Peter's right. I have looked upon Mailbag as a giant get-together of members of one large family, where I not only talked about and answered questions about Australia, but shared the joys and the sorrows, the triumphs and the disappointments, the everyday experiences and the traumas of life. Of life in all parts of the globe in this worldwide family of friends of Radio Australia. But as Peter said a moment ago, it's never been a static family. One of our regular listeners in England passed away just before Christmas, and in the other mailbag, I sent my condolences on behalf of the big mailbag family to his family, his particular family, Mr. Weaver at Weston-super-Mare. But you know, some people have been listening for a longer period than I ever imagined, like John Brush, whose letter I have here, James at Brentwood, Rural Route 1, Box 23 at Cecil in Ohio, where the zip is 45821, and John says this: I'm very sad to hear about the mailbag program, but after 25 years, more than a quarter of your life, Keith, making friends all over the world, maybe you could devote your valuable time to yourself. And then he goes on, Keith, I can remember your first or second mailbag program. I've been listening to Radio Australia on and off for the past 30 years. The first time I listened to your station, I was 7 years of age. John, that's wonderful. I'm glad I've got friends who can remember back that far to when I was with them in the early days. And you've been totally disabled since 1976. You've been a great regular listener to us, John. And I'm remembering, too, that 1981 has been designated as a year for the disabled. And I trust that in the shortwave world, as friends around the world, we'll be able to do a great deal to assist disabled people to enjoy shortwave broadcasting that much better. Oh, I've got so many friends. I can't possibly remember them all right now. There's Rich Richardson in Minneapolis.
You know, you talk about my 25 years. He's been a member of AA for 30 years, getting over one of his worries. There's Russ Merrin, another shut-in. There's Stuart McKenzie, and all the staff at the ASWLC, the great shortwave club there in California, who all signed a card to me at Christmas time. There's Jeff Oates up in Canada. He's been listening to Radio Australia since 1947. My old pal, Earl Fisher, still listens up there in Ontario. Larry Lundberg and all at the Minnesota DX Club. Oh, I must stop. I can't do justice to a long list of good friends through Radio Australia in Central America, North America, Pacific, and Asia. I can't possibly say thanks to all who supported the program over the years. And I've also received, of course, hundreds of letters and cards wishing me well. But please be patient. They'll all be answered eventually. And I'm not quite up to that magic age of retirement, so I'll still be around. I may even catch up with you in another program. But I do have a great deal to keep me busy just now. But Mailbag has been my richest experience over nearly 34 years of broadcasting. And from all those letters, I realize that it's made an impact on the lives of all you regular listeners. It's involved you in a lively interest in Australia, for which I'm grateful, and I'm thankful for good health to carry on. But may I wish you now, you and yours, a healthful and peaceful new year. And from yours truly, Keith Glover, for 1981 and onwards, good listening.
Thank you, Keith. It's an occasion that one doesn't know what really to say. Say farewell to Keith Glover on this last edition of Mailbag. We do trust that each and every one of you could write into Radio Australia and express your gratitude to Keith Glover of how he's presented the program over the years, how you've enjoyed listening to him, and I'm sure he'd love to hear from you. You never know. If he gets enough letters, we might be able to continue the program. Who knows? It's all up to you, the listener. And in 3.5 minutes from now, we have another world news broadcast from Radio Australia.